Hey, we had to do this one more time because it worked. And let me tell you right now, I hate to say this, this might be a regular feature next year if we want to repeat.
I mean, Cooch and I are always down for our own radio show. So, I mean, to be guests on yours.
Down a second. I don't know about your own radio show, but you might be able to get guests. Guest segments.
Just a segment on your show.
All the time.
Okay, I'm down.
How many times did we do the UMFM bump?
Yeah, like this
all
like six?
Second half of the
at
season.
At least, yeah.
And let me tell you, it started, I don't know when it got started, but I think it worked pretty well, huh?
Yeah, I mean, we went on a tear since we've been on this radio show, so.
So how about this? I'm going to give you guys both the mic for a second because you guys have special guests. It's Alana Sharman and Aaron Kucharavi. Tell us who you got special guests today on this segment. This is a national championship edition segment of Kucharavi and Sharman.
This might be our most exciting special guest so far.
No disrespect to our teammates, but
no disrespect,
I mean,
but we're really pumped to have her here.
A couple gold medals on her neck right now. Three. Yeah.
Strong neck on this one.
Yeah,
to
really
carry
strong.
All that hardware. And so, should we reveal who our special guest is?
Yeah, I think you got this.
Okay. It is
three-time national champion
and silver medalist, Kelsey Waugh.
Kelsey Waugh, welcome.
Ask her a question.
So, Kelsey, we're a little nervous here to be with such an accomplished athlete, but.
You guys are amazing too.
What is your favorite color?
Orange.
Favorite animal?
Chameleons.
Favorite animal?
Oh yeah!
Chameleons. Go follow my chameleon on Instagram at @Guiver_thechameleon.
Which medal is nicer, Canada West or U-Sports Gold?
U-Sport.
I agree.
So this is your second year with the Bisons?
Yeah.
Wait, you said you've been with the program for 11 years, though, Junior Bisons? That's pretty cool. You want to tell us about your experience as a Bison?
It's been pretty great. There's been some good times and some rough times, but, you know.
Ups and downs as athletes, it happens.
Yeah.
I mean, this championship was pretty big for you this year. Did you have a lot of fun? What'd you do there?
It was pretty cool, especially, like, that there was – like 10 other Olympians competing there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was amazing.
That's so cool. So could you tell us what medals you won? All three of your golds
gold
and your... Yeah, but what?
The 50, the 100, and the 200-meter breaststroke, and I got silver in the 200 IM.
In any of those events, like, we knew you were an unreal swimmer going in, but did you surprise yourself in any of them winning?
Honestly, they were all, like, tough wins because I was up against, like, other Olympians and stuff. Yeah. And it was just exciting to come out on top.
I would not like to compete against an Olympian. We usually have it on our team, you know. So that is much better. But
I got to take a little bit of control of this. It's getting out of hand. Oh, it's all good. No, it's all good. That's pretty good. It's a good run through for next year. I like it. You know what? We're actually a shortchanging Kelsey Waugh. First of all, I'll be honest here, and you know this. When you got recruited like 3 years ago, we did that press conference?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember you really loved that?
Yeah.
Like, not at all. She's shaking her head, right? So, it's pretty far you've come here. You really came from the heart today when you were talking at the celebrations.
Yeah.
It hit you a bit, huh?
Yeah, like, my coach, like, told me that I should actually, like, write something. So last night at, like, 9:30, I was like, maybe I should come up with something. And I was, like, sitting in the bath because I was, like, dying and so sore. And I was, like, writing. I was crying. I was like, I'm never going to be able to do this.
You did great. You did great. Hey, so the short change is not only did she win 3 golds and a silver this year, she also was a gold medalist last year. And then I believe you had a couple of silvers and a bronze or something like that. It's so many, swear to God. We're losing. I believe it's 8 altogether you've won at U Sports in 2 years. And then she also was the Canada West Swimmer of the Meet this year. And she won only 6 medals at Canada West level this year, too. So, you know, I know. And here's the funniest thing about this. So you're sort of saying it was a down year.
Yeah, like I haven't.
That's. I just want.
I just have a quick question. Where do you put all those medals?
So I have three like Rubbermaid bins of medals under my bed, and they weigh about 80 pounds.
That's a few medals.
I read that actually in your interview in the Manitoban, and I was like, wow, it took us 3 tries to win the Canada West final and get that medal.
Yeah.
But
Well, it's not just swim medals. Like, it's dance medals as well.
Oh, so multi-talented. Did you do a dance after you won your gold medals?
No.
Yeah, you did. And you're lying.
What dance did I do?
I don't know. Vlasic said you were doing something. But here's the other thing. Not
I
only
can waltz work.
There you go. Yeah, you do. You do. You are actually a Highland National dancer, aren't you? Did you know that?
No, I did not. I just found out.
I just learned that she had dance medals.
She's a Highland dancer, like national Highland dancer, plus also a swimmer on the side.
Yeah. Hypothetical situation. Erica Reeder is an accomplished Ukrainian dancer. You two meet middle of the dance floor, brown and gold.
Okay, dance okay, off. Okay.
Hey, Reeder's right here. Reeder, do you know she's the national Highland dancer? Also, she's a swimmer on the side.
Oh, a swimmer on the side. Oh, yeah. Nice.
Side gig.
Yeah, side gig.
Is this Erica Reeder?
Hi, I'm Erica Reeder.
are you a dancer as well, Ukrainian dancer?
Well, formerly, okay. Yes.
Can we do a dance-off down the, like at brown and gold this year?
Yeah, sure. Sure.
After a couple of drinks.
It's been called out, so it's going to happen here. Kelsey Waugh, so I always like to say this. So what do you do for an encore, right? You do get a couple minutes to rest, and then you got a championship thing. Hold on. Before we go here, you don't go left.
No, she can. I don't.
Oh, it's all good. Okay, good. Wait, hey, what are you doing next here? I think it's some... You tell us.
Like Canadian swimming championships.
What am I doing next?
Don't worry about it.
I'm going to do some more
Can
swimming.
Can you stay around for a couple minutes?
Nice.
Yeah, it's all right. I'm going to get with you.
Chameleons are awesome. Go follow my chameleon on Instagram.
Make sure Jordan and KK here.
Yay.
All right, let's finish this up. You guys get back to Mike and finish up your show here.
You have to say the outro.
I will.
Well, it's been a long run. And I know there'll be a bit of a hole in everyone's hearts without hearing our voice every week to all of our dedicated fans, but just know it's not the end for us. It's our fourth year. You got 1 year left here. Thank you, everyone.
We just want to say a quick thank you to Kelsey for joining us on our new radio show. And thank you to everybody who came out and supported us this year and at this pancake breakfast. I don't know when this is airing, but at this pancake breakfast, this was a lot of fun.
And how was anything else?
And pack the phlegm. Thanks for everything, everyone, this year. There's too many people to name, but, I mean, thanks for the radio show now, Zook. Kelsey, any last words?
Chameleons are the best pets ever.
Nice. Hey, guess what? You're listening to This Week in Bison Sports. Hey, it was Kelsey Waugh. It was Alana Sherman and Aaron Kucherov with the UMFM bump on This Week in Bison Sports on 101.5 UMFM. Hey, it's This Week in Bison Sports on 101.5 UMF, and we're always breaking things here. Did not know this. Erica Reeder, the Ukrainian dancer. What group were you in?
Poltava Ensemble, Regina, Saskatchewan.
Boom. All right, so if it happens, it's going to be a dance-off, but brown and gold, we'll follow up with that later on with Kelsey Waugh there. Around the horn here, tell people who you are, how many years you've been with the Bison Women's Hockey Program, your position. And your favorite championship moment that's family-friendly?
That's family-friendly. okay, my name's Erica Reeder. I'm a defenseman for the Bison.
Dancer as well.
I am fourth year. And favorite moment? I think post-game in the dressing room when the coaches came in and it was finally just like John did his last little speech thing and some other things happened that I won't mention.
That's right. I got to be honest. I got one thing on videotape that will never see the light of day. I believe it should stay. And it's not that people shouldn't. It's not. It's just something that should stay in the dressing room.
Yeah,
how about that?
Yeah.
That mic doesn't work. You gotta.
Good to know. So my name's Jordan Zacharias. I'm a third year forward. And my favorite part is when all the coaches drank water out of the trophy.
There you go. Well done, Zacharias. KK.
It doesn't work. Okay. I am Carissa Kirkup. I am in my fifth year of eligibility here at the university. I am a centerman. my favorite moment within the last couple minutes when I kind of knew that the championship was kind of coming true. Me and a couple players ran back to get a couple jerseys, and I don't think we've ever been in that big of a rush in our lives. We're like, we're not missing this. So definitely, and then the coach's speeches definitely in the dressing room obviously got all of us.
Just tell people sort of about that. You've kind of been battling injury all year. You're a redshirt, right? So just talk about sort of being out there to part of the team.
Definitely.
At the end.
Definitely. So on September 9th, we were playing against Regina, and I broke my left hand. So
that's upper body injury.
Yep.
UBI. I guess we can announce it now officially.
Yeah.
It's out.
So kind of a huge healing process the first semester. And then.
And that's tough. This is your fifth year on paper, but – yeah.
Yeah, it was supposed to be my last year, and obviously injuries are always disappointing, but it was especially disappointing this year just because I knew that obviously we were a contender, kind of one of the top in the country, so it was very tough, obviously. Moving into right before Christmas, I kind of found I needed surgery, so then I had surgery and still honestly in recovery and stuff like that. So I'm just honestly very grateful to be invited to Nationals and to be a huge cheerleader for my team, definitely.
Awesome. Jordan Zacharias, pretty crazy month for this Bison women's hockey team. You were a pretty big part of it because you scored that game-winning goal in that 4-overtime game to get us to the Nationals. Would you guys, the national championship, unbelievable, but was it everything you expected? You know, this core group, no one's been to a national championship other than the coaching staff, but just talk about the experience being at Western and winning the whole darn thing.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming for this team to get there, and we were treated so well when we were there. Our hotel was amazing, the food was really good, and it was quite the experience, and I think it was probably exceeded my expectations for sure.
Erica Reeder, hey, you were a second team All-Canadian at the defensive position. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Did you know about that?
I didn't know that, actually. I got to the banquet, and they don't tell you unless you're, like, not at the banquet. And I sat down, and Aaron Kutravi looked over and was like, hey, Reeder, congrats. I was like, what? And then I looked in the pamphlet, and then they had pictures of everyone that won, so yeah, it was a big
honor.
You were
one of them. You had a great season. Just talk about your championship experience there, first time at the Nationals, and we won the whole darn thing.
Yeah, we did. Great experience. We've been trying to get there for the past 4 years, and finally to make it there this year, unbelievable. And you know, we know a couple of girls from different teams, and so it was nice to see them. And when we won after on Sunday, it was nice to just like go out and have a good time with all the other teams, even though they were the losers, we were the winners, but they were
you are the champions.
They were good about it. Yeah. And so
the non-winners, how about
the
that
non-winners, what, sorry, not the losers,
it's okay. We're all winners in life.
Yeah, but yeah, no, I think just overall, and like we are treated so well. Like the hotel, the buffet was unbelievable. You ask anybody, it was unbelievable. So I don't know, just overall, just unbelievable experience.
So let's go around the horn here, Erica Reeder, Jordan Zacharias, and Carissa Kirkup. Talk about, did you guys know you get, we had a celebration at University of Manitoba. There was something at the legislative. There was a big show of support at the airport when you guys came back. There'll be a Jets game that you guys get to go on the ice for. There'll be City Hall in about a week's time or so. In your wildest dreams, did you know anything of this would happen after you win a national championship? Let's talk about the experience since then.
Yeah, no, I did not know. And like we were talking yesterday, I was talking to Caitlin Fighton, and I said,
that's trouble.
Well, I mean, I've lived with her for 5 years.
Okay,
so.
Well, that's all right.
We were talking, and we knew Alberta won last year, but we were talking, we're like, did they get the same recognition? And she was like, you know, Edmonton's so big, I don't think they really do. And like the community there, like just Winnipeg has a small town feel to it. And so, yeah, the support we've received is unbelievable. But yeah, like just the feeling coming back, and like all of this today, we were at the legislative building yesterday, and that was super cool. City Hall is going to be unreal. Jets game, highlight, I think. Yeah, unreal.
Jordy?
Yeah, obviously, we never expected any of this to happen, but it's pretty awesome to see. It's been a long time coming for women's sports in general to get recognition around the city, so we're pretty humbled by that. And, yeah, pretty much everywhere we go, you know, you always have someone congratulating you, so it just shows how big of a hockey town Winnipeg is, and it's not always about the higher levels. It can always be the women's teams, too. So.
Yeah, for sure. So this core group of girls has been kind of to the CAN West Finals a couple years now since we've been a part of the team. Obviously, a couple heartbreaking losses, which makes all this kind of
sweeter.
Way sweeter and way very well worth it.
You guys earned it.
Yeah, I'm very.
Did the time? How about that?
No, it's honestly very humbling, and I'm very happy. Like, just this turnout at 8 a.m. this morning, I showed up and everyone's here waiting for us, and just to have that in women's hockey and women in sport as well, I'm very grateful to be a part of it, for sure.
Hey, guess what? You guys are still going to be part of it next year. Carissa Kirkup, Jordan Zacharias, Erica Reeder. I'm not going to ask the question because it's ridiculous to ask it. You got it. You're right. But here's the deal. You lose 4 or 5, right, depending if Hovey comes back or not. I don't know idea if anyone's going to twist their arm or not, but she could come back. I think she's good to go in Finland. I think she's good. I think she's done enough. How about that? Her imprint's pretty good on this program, in this campus, in this community. That said, is just how cool is this? Next year when you guys get back on the ice, you'll be defending champions. How about that? We raise the banner. We'll have an opening night. We'll raise the banner and stuff like that. Just talk about just like – you know, you guys have done something historic this year, a lot of firsts of all of it through the program, but you know, you have a whole summer to reflect on that, but kind of cool that you guys get to be a part of this again next year and, you know, celebrate it before we get into the next season.
Definitely, yeah. So, I mean, again, personally, it was obviously disappointing that I couldn't be playing with my equipment on this year, but I am very grateful for the opportunity to come back again next year. Obviously, we're going to be missing a couple core pieces to our puzzle next year, but I'm sure we're getting...
They're adding you on the ice. That's a pretty good piece.
So, I mean... we still have our core group of girls back next year, and I'm honestly excited to see what we can do for sure a couple years in a row here. So
it's crazy. There's going to be, if I'm not mistaken, Jordy, you're going to get in your fourth, but I think you got 10 or 11 fifth years are going to be on this team next year. That's crazy good.
Yeah.
The graduating night was going to be crazy. We might have to start it 30 minutes before.
It's going to be early, yeah. Yeah, next year's going to be pretty exciting, I think. Obviously, we reflect on it this summer, and hopefully next year we don't overthink too much about it, because that can cause some trouble. But I'm excited for that first game where we get our banners raised and recognized for that, so that's pretty cool.
Reeder?
Yeah, no, it'll be exciting for sure. I think at this point we're just trying to savor the moment.
Darn right.
Yeah, just being Olympic champions. Whoa. Holy!
Boom! Well, I hope we should have watched her medal's gone, I guess. It's like an Olympic champion.
National champion.
That's still pretty good.
Yeah, no.
Very good.
But, yeah, going into next season, like Jordy said, yeah, we don't want to overthink it and get ahead of ourselves. But we know we'll have a good team next year, and with the rookies coming in, they'll add a lot. But, just excited.
It's going to be cool going to banner raiser. That's not one, but two. You get to give two banners up there. So we might have to stretch it over two nights. Put one up Canada's first night and the eSports the next night. Let's just drag it out for a while, right? Hey, Erica Reeder, Jordan Zacharias, and Carissa Kirkup. KK, you're back on the blog next year, just an FYI.
Ooh.
So
she's excited about that.
Oh, yeah. You're on the – you can get the rookies to do it. How about that? You'll do that? Okay. Hey, guess what? 2017-18 U Sports Women's Hockey National Championships. How's that sound? It won't get old ever.
Damn good.
You will always be that. Hey, congratulations. Enjoy it. Savor it. It's yours forever. It's kind of cool.
Thank you.
Hey, guess what? Guess what?
What?
This week in Bison Sports on 101.5 UMFM. Hey, this is what happens this week in Bison Sports on 101.5 UMFM. This is what happens when you win a national championship. We do the media rounds here and tell the vast listening audience on 101.5 FM your name, position, how many years you've been at the Bisons, and your favorite championship thought that's family friendly.
Okay, so my name is Lauren Keane. I'm center. I'm in my fourth year of eligibility, and I'm number 23. And my favorite national memory, well, from this one, I think, is just winning that semifinal game in the shootout. That was pretty cool, just to see us all pull together.
You know what? It's amazing you mentioned that, because we talked to Coach John Rempel back, and he had said that sort of was the gold medal game.
Yeah.
Feel that?
I would agree, too. You know, I think we... that was definitely the better team of the two that we played. And just to get past that Concordia there, I think we kind of settled into that game against Western, knowing that we could beat Concordia.
Let's walk through the three games out in Western to win a national championship. Queens 4-0, Concordia was 2-1 shootout victory, and then Western 2-0. How did the tournament start for you guys? You had a little bit of rust because you hadn't played in a couple weeks. Did you feel that a little bit?
Yeah, I think it was good that we got there early on in the week, got a few practices, got a feel for the ice and the atmosphere, and just to win that game pretty handily against Queens 4-0, that definitely boosted our confidence and just, you know, helped everyone play a little better and a little better with ease. So, yeah, I think that just really helped us get going, and that semifinal game was huge. So that just made us really settle into that gold medal game.
Going back to the Queens game, two things. Coach told you after the game that was the first time we'd won in six tries to get that first game. That's huge, right? Because that's the only way you can win a national championship.
Yeah.
Got to win that. The other thing is, Coach was saying roll the lines. You know, that helped a bit for that Concordia game in the semi because you guys were fresh?
Yeah, I think so. I think that was huge for us all year and all tournaments. You know, it just helped everyone stay fresh and, you know, as someone that has been double shifted before, you know, you can get pretty tired pretty quick. And so just being able to roll four lines and feel confident in all four lines that were out there, that was huge.
How crazy was the Concordia game? It was a nail biter, back and forth, especially in overtime, chances from both sides.
Yeah, that was probably the most nerve-wracking game. And when they got that breakaway in OT, you know, that was a pretty scary moment. But, you know, we had LT back there who really backed us up. So, yeah.
How crazy was her performance this year as a rookie?
Yeah, it was
goal
pretty
sender, Lauren Terestruck.
Pretty incredible. She, you know, she didn't get huge opportunities at the beginning of the year throughout the regular season, but you know, she stepped up huge in the playoffs, and just came up big for us, especially in the playoffs and in the tournament. So.
And then we get to Western. You're playing the home team, right? The host, Barnum is rocking, 1,600 people. In some respects, I mean, we'd played with that at Canada West, back at home there. That wasn't actually a negative. I felt it was a positive for the team.
Yeah, I think we definitely were used to playing in front of big crowds like that, especially playing in front of our huge home crowd. And it's definitely different when the team's not cheering for you. But, you know, personally, I just kind of blocked it out and knew that they weren't cheering for us, so there wasn't any point trying to... you know, feed off their energy. So just kind of block the fans out and just play the game.
I don't know if you heard this, but one of the coaches, I don't know which coach, but someone was saying the championship game, Keener, let's just fire one in like you've done in the past, right? You know, win a game, right?
Yeah.
You heard that? Did you hear that comment?
Yeah.
Talk about the game-winning goal.
Yeah, that was, you know, I've seen pictures of it now and how small of a opening I had there, and you know, it still blows my mind. But I tried that shot once before and rang it off the crossbar, and I think I just got the puck on the wall there, and I just went for it again, and I was a little nervous I was gonna hit that defense, but somehow got it past her and got it past the goalie. So yeah, there's really no words to describe it.
On the ranking of 1 to 10 on the celly,
the 10.
Yeah. Like you got some lift on that.
Yes.
A huge in that game, the first goal was huge, right? Then when Hovey scores, so what are you thinking at the end here? I mean, he's still got a little nail biting a bit with 6-on-4. They got a penalty late, or we got a penalty late. They pulled the goalie, but as the clock was ticking down.
Yeah, I think, you know, it really kind of started hit me at the beginning of the third period, just with the situation that we were in, and that we were up 1-0, and there was still the entire third period to play. But after Hovey got that goal, just kind of settled into the game, and I just had confidence that we were going to do it. You know, I knew that we were going to pull through late at the end. So,
talking with Lauren Keane, the championship MVP for the national champion Bison women's hockey team. That never gets old, huh?
No.
You know what? I believe you were on the bench as the final seconds were clicking off. I'm going to say, I've seen a picture of you kind of looking up.
Yeah.
Describe that feeling of what you were going through.
Yeah, I tried to not look at the clock as much as I could throughout the third period, but that last minute, you know, we were just fighting the clock. Everyone was just, come on, clock, like, let's count down. And those last 10 seconds were huge. Just being with everyone on the bench and just feeling the energy and just knowing that we'd finally got it done, that was just a feeling that you won't forget.
Who are you thinking of when it goes to zeros?
I think I was thinking of my family, especially my grandma, and yeah, just everyone back home that I knew was supporting me that couldn't make it there, but I knew I was in their thoughts, and that really helped, and so yeah.
This is a long road for most of this nucleus, 4 or 5 year players. You're in your fourth year. We were close, kicking down that door, right?
Yeah.
You were almost there, kind of semifinals, finals. Yeah. How insanely amazing does this guys feel for the guys who've been there the longest, like yourself in the fourth and fifth years, to finally kick down the door and be national champions?
Yeah, I think that's pretty rewarding. You know, I came in here in my first year, didn't really know what to expect or have expectations, but after last year, that was pretty tough, losing out in the semis. So just glad we got it done, especially for my fellow fourth years and the fifth years, as well as my coach. We just worked so hard for it.
Champion, MVP. Did you expect that even?
No, I didn't, to be honest. It was pretty humbling to be named that honor. So.
Amazing group of your team was this year. Number one, it's hard to be number one, stay number one all year and finish up number one. We come back, we get media at the airport, and you've had a whole bunch. You've had the ledge, you've had a celebration pancake breakfast at the campus. The Jets is coming up. There'll be City Hall and stuff. In your wildest dreams, do you imagine that people cared this much about this team?
To be completely honest, no, it's been shocking and just so humbling just to see that the entire city in Winnipeg pretty much is behind us, and just the support that we've received so far is just, it's just mind-blowing, really.
Lauren Keane here, the championship MVP of your 2017-18 U Sports Women's National Hockey Champions. Before we go here, you get it? Have you heard from people you haven't heard from in a while?
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy, huh?
Yeah, it's crazy how many people actually follow you and you don't think that they would, the amount of emails and texts and things that I've got. It's just been, super crazy, and yeah.
Lastly here, you know the tradition. You get to keep the trophy for a day or two. It's kind of like the Stanley Cup. You going to take it anywhere? You want to celebrate somewhere with people somewhere this spring, summer?
Well, that's the first time hearing of this, so
that's true. That's what we're doing.
I'll have to put some thought into that, but I'm sure we'll have some fun with it somewhere.
Oh, you got to put the red solo cup again or something. Yeah. I like that idea. That was great. Lauren Keane, hey, congratulations.
Thank you.
Championship MVP for your Bison women's hockey team 2017-18. What a run. Enjoy it. You'll be a champion forever.
Yeah,
that's kind of cool. Guess what? Guess what?
What?
You're listening to This Week in Bison Sports on 101.5 UMFM.